All righty. Hey, everyone. This is Dave O'Connor, and this is bonus webinar number one for participants of the Alchemy series. I'm thrilled to present this information to you. And this is going to be about overcoming fear and procrastination. And I guess, you know, from experience, this is what stops most people from doing what they know they should be doing in their business. So we're going to dive into that content shortly. But before that, I just want to make sure that you're getting on okay with accessing the members area, getting at your recordings. And, you know, the best will in the world, I mean, everyone's device, I mean, tends to be different. So there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve and figuring out, for example, how to download the recordings. Remember, though, that just to get into the members area, you're going to use that login, which will have been sent around a few times to you, the superachievermindsetprogram.com. I know it's a bit of a mouthful. /alchemy/ the rest of it there. And you probably have done this already, where you've been able to create your own username and password. If you haven't managed to do that, send Rhonda an email, and she will reset the whole thing. Anytime you want, you can just send Rhonda an email and she'll reboot your whole thing. She'll give you a new username and password, and then you'll be good to go. Okay, so remember, for any kind of tech support at all, you can contact Rhonda, support at superachievermindsetprogram.com. You know, she may take half day to a day to get back to you. Depends. She's in North Carolina, so 5 hours behind you guys. So originally when you signed up, you probably would have got something like that. If you had a held on, or some people didn't, and they didn't see this window, so they didn't set up the username and password. But generally, you would have seen a screen like that, and then you would have been invited to create your own username and password and then log in straight away. Okay? And then eventually it's going to look something like that, where you've just got your username, your password. Ideally, you would click the Remember Me tab there, so as you just get access to it every time. And then you're going to log in, of course. And the site is going to look something like this. Okay? So I'm pleased to say the majority of people seem to be doing it, but if you're having any problems at all, two things. You can contact Rhonda. Also, you can email me, dave@daveoconnor.info as well. No problem there. I'll forward it on to Rhonda. And if you're still finding it difficult, right, to get access to any of the recordings, at last resort, I mean, contact me on Facebook. Message me on Facebook, and I'll be able to actually send you the links directly, right? So I know that, for example, with the six-week webinar series, you're going to be getting one of those every week. And I think you've already got two emails, most of you, on that, okay? But again, if you're finding it difficult to access any of those, normally you'll go in and you'll see something like that, and you can just click on session one to get access to session one, click on session two to get access to session two, etc. All right, but you're going to be given each one of those over a six-week period. All right, so it's going to be staggered over 6 weeks. But again, if you message me, I can send you the link for any of those. Okay, obviously, I would say to you, please don't pass it around. That goes without saying. It's just for you. It's unique to you. Okay? So just looking at a few technical questions coming in. Can the course be downloaded on the phone as well as the laptop? Yes, it can. Right? I mean, if you can get it onto your... Once you download it onto your laptop, right, the easiest way generally is to get it onto your iTunes and then to sync that up with your phone. If you have an iPhone, that's going to be very easy to do. And again, if you don't have an iPhone and you're on some other device, just a little bit of fiddling around to be done. If you're on the iPad and you're not seeing the slides, remember what you would do is you would download the app called Puffin, P-U-F-F-I-N, and then you would open up that app, and then you'd actually key in, okay, the the actual URL here into the Puffin app, right? So you would open up the whole membership site inside of the app and then follow the instructions there. And once you do that, then again, it's going to be no problem to actually see the actual slides, okay? You're going to be able to click on any of the recordings. You're going to be able to open up and play. So it does work on an iPad. If you don't have that Flash Player installed, at the very least, you're going to get the audios. Remember, all the audios available, you can download those. You can stick those onto your phone. Most of those audios, not the blueprints, of course, but the actual class lessons, you could be listening in your car or whatever. You can transfer them onto a CD. You can have them on your iPod as well. Okay? And again, just to remind you, like when we're doing this webinar here, How to Overcome Fear and Procrastination, yes, there's going to be a little bit of overlap, especially with week three, mastering your state. But you'll see that it goes into I'm going into a lot more depth here on this particular call. The process I take you through is different from the mastering your state one. The blueprint is different as well. So it does really stand on its own. So what else can I tell you? Remember as well, you've got four products in one. At the core of the whole thing are the blueprints, right? And just let me tell you, I know some of you have started listening to those and some of you haven't, but the research behind all of this is just, I mean, it's just everywhere, okay? It really does work, because what we're doing, remember, is we're actually using brain waves, right? We're using binaural beats to get you into the right brainwave state. So they're all included in all of the blueprints, those AM and PM blueprints, and the matrix recordings, okay? And quite simply, if I leave this part of the process out of my coaching, then it just becomes like normal coaching, backwards and forwards, which has its benefits, right? But really, when I get people to just take the 10 minutes out in the morning and the evening and selectively use whatever blueprint resonates with them, just to get into that habit, to make it a habit to train their mind in the morning and the evening, to clear their mind, to remind them, to rewire themselves for success, then for me it's the difference between night and day. And just to be aware that all of the top leaders who have made the biggest jumps in forever swear by these blueprints, right? Whether it's a Natalie Healy and the people I've trained on Nat's team, leaders I've trained on Nat's team, I would say to you, be patient with it. Do give it a really great shot of about 30 days. Like, for example, one person on Nat's team, her name is Carolyn, started listening to these recordings and, you know, was wondering, was anything happening? But it was 3 months later before it all kicked in. And she just found it was just like all those little improvements every day, all those little habits of listening to the blueprints morning and evening really made all the difference in the world. And suddenly she realized she'd made a quantum leap. And then the quantum leap appeared on the outside. I mean, now I think she's got three managers in the business. When she started listening to these recordings, she didn't have anyone. She was nowhere near Eagle. She qualified for Eagle. And I could take person after person after person and tell you stories about this, including Natalie herself, who, you know, again, has endless blueprints to choose from that she listens to regularly. You maybe are familiar with Jules, maybe you're not, but again, Jules is in Natalie's team and she's made a massive jump in the last 2 years. I think her bonus check is now around 20 grand sterling every single month. Before she started doing this work, it was £850. she's the one who will say that without this type of training, she would still be stuck right where she was. That's the power. I should be taking my aloe gel, but I'm out of it. Sorry about that. Sorry, I'm talking so much. I have got my water here. And, you know, for me, I mean, when I see someone like Jules, and then, you know, interestingly, after this call, I got a call with her leadership team. And in 1 year, I think she's added another about 30 managers to her team, something crazy like that, right, including another lady by the name of Emma Cooper who just reached soaring manager, and she did that, and she only joined Forever last December. And Emma said that as soon as she latched on to these recordings in January, it made all the difference. It made a massive difference to her mindset and to stop worrying about what other people were thinking, right? So, again, I just want to show you that people are using these. It's very real. The results are very real. Another lady from Jewel's team, Nazia, again, she was telling me that she had it a goal to earn £5,000, but by the end of this year was the goal. You know, and I had said on one of these recordings, well, it can speed up. I mean, why don't you, start to, think in a bigger way and, start to question some of these limiting beliefs. You know, when did you decide that it would take that long for you to achieve that goal? Anyway, she achieved, she started listening to this stuff in December and January, and she achieved the 5,000, I think it was in March. So again, just I'm pointing out to you that it can dramatically speed up. You can accelerate the rate with which you achieve your goals. Now, on the flip side, I still want to say to you that other people I've worked with, and I think it can be even more inspiring when you see, people who've been in the business for a while, struggling for a while. One lady, Diane, and it took her 2 years to get to manager. But again, when many people would have quit, right, she used this training to really keep her head in the game. She had a lot of stuff going on, a lot of personal stuff going on. I think we all have, our moments in our life, don't we, when we have all these personal problems coming at us. But she was able to stick to her goal, and it's very encouraging when you see that. Yeah? So just get started on the AM and PM blueprints. Get started downloading some of these webinars. It's pretty simple to download them, but as I say, if you're having any problems whatsoever, talk to Rhonda. If there's still problems, talk to me and I'll send you the links and maybe you'll be able to download them through your Facebook or whatever, okay? Use the MLM acceleration matrix to your advantage as well. So remember, these are just 4 5-minute recordings at their core. Where I'm just giving you a series of affirmations, right? And if you combine the overcoming fear 5-minute thing with even this, the blueprint I do on this webinar, because yes, I'm going to do a blueprint on this webinar as well, a more up-to-date, fresh blueprint, then again, you'll find it accelerates the rate with which you overcome your fears and start taking more action. You can use one of these. You can use all of these. If you don't want my voice in the equation, then there's versions of this with just the music, right, and the binaural beats in the background, and you just give yourself the suggestion before you actually switch on to recording. That's the benefit of those. So, hey, you can have this nice music on in the background, and you could be in your office making some calls or doing whatever activities you're doing. And all of these triggers and positive things are going on in the background. It creates a really great energy and atmosphere, okay? So that can be very, very powerful. And again, any questions, feel free. Yeah, and if you started the blueprints and if you are waking up, right, then change the blueprint in the evening. Either listen to it earlier in the evening. Funny enough, some people say to me, hey, Dave, some of those blueprints I listen to in the evening, man, I mean, they're the greatest insomnia cure, right? So some people find that you just don't even hear the end of them, right, and they go off to sleep. And some people will put it on a loop in case they wake up in the middle of the night. But change it. Change it to, if you're staying awake in the evening, there is on the MLM auto suggestion matrix, there's a longer blueprint. I think it's a 30-minute one, and it's got waves, right, ocean waves, and that is very conducive to helping you deliberately, strategically to get a deeper sleep. Okay, so you can actually try that one out. Okay. Okay, very good. How long will you have access to the coaching videos? Is there a time limit? A 6-month time limit, okay? So I suggest that anywhere in the first month, if you can download them all, then that's going to be your best bet, because you know the way, if you know there's a 6-month time limit, then you'll still somehow be scrambling at the end of the year and saying, oh my God, I better download these, okay? Great. So you can keep the questions coming. So hopefully that clarifies some of the technical issues. But remember, any other issues at all, there's no excuse to get underway with this. You can literally message me on Facebook and I'll respond to you and get you going on some of the key recordings by sending you the links if we need to do it that way. Okay? Fantastic. Okay, let's dive into some content here. And let's see, we're going to cover overcoming fear. And the first thing, I guess, is to realize that we all know, everyone feels fear. It's part of being human. And it tends to happen as entrepreneurs, as network marketers, because we're in our comfort zone, we're in the safety of the comfort zone. And, you know, we start to stretch our goals. We start to think bigger. We start to get inspired after we go to a success day or after we go to Global Rally or go to listen to something like this or other great trainers. And then you get motivated, don't you? You start to raise the bar. So you set your outcomes, you stretch, you say, this is how much money I want to make. And you see, then what happens is you start to focus on your vision. This is perfect. This is absolutely awesome. But at the same time, we initiate a civil war inside of ourselves, don't we? Our vision says, whoa, I'm so happy and grateful to be earning 5,000 euro or 5,000 pounds by the end of 2014. I'm so happy to achieve this level in the business. And all of that is happening within the realm of the prefrontal cortex, our creative brain. But see, the emotional part of us, often called reptilian part of us, according to neuroscientists, that begins to get frightened. Okay? So let's say you're starting to move towards those goals. Well, there's another part of you that can almost jump up and sabotage your success. Okay? So everyone, before they go to another level, in order to raise your game, you are going to feel fear. But you know what? Fear has its good points and its bad points. Okay? I mean, from a primitive point of view, it sets off that fight or flight. So it's a natural response to getting away from a dangerous situation. Where the problem comes in, of course, is where it's a negative emotion, where we get stuck in that, right? Where we get stuck in that. You know, all uncomfortable negative emotions have a message for our body and mind. And, for example, I mean, the anger, the message there is that someone has maybe crossed your boundary. Often, then, fear, it can be linked to people getting nervous because they feel unprepared, right? Or it can be a phobic response, okay, where something happened in our past and that, you know, has turned into a phobic response, a one-shot learning. And the interesting thing is we learn a lot of our fears. And if you can learn your fears, you can also unlearn them. A lot of people learn how to struggle and learn how to fail. But you know what? You can also learn how to succeed. That's the interesting thing when we're dealing with the subconscious or unconscious mind. So I'm sure you've heard the saying a million times, feel the fear and do it anyway. But hey, you know, some people can just start to do that. Right? There's a certain point where you just say, enough is enough. I'm going to face this fear. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm sure you've had many experiences of that. But obviously that's not happening in some of the key activities that you know you should be taking. So again, the question I always ask people is, why don't we do what we know to do? Well, because of these fears. I think what happens is, we don't manage our state very well because we've never really trained our minds to do that. We're at the whim of externals, like I said in the preview call. Our emotional states, therefore, tend to control us. Okay, and then it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy of doom before we go and speak on stage or get on the phone or do a one-to-one or do a planning meeting. You know, we literally shot ourselves in the foot before we've begun because these negative thoughts get underway. So literally you could say that fear actually takes over. Fear takes over. It becomes an overwhelming fear response. Make sense? So nothing new there. I know this is, you know, something that you're probably well aware of. But hey, I mean, you're just sitting there and there's some actions that you just have to think about taking those actions and you feel fear. That's how powerful our mind is here. Yeah? So I'm going to go through what I have found in dealing with people in Forever and in network marketing companies all over the world. Really the top fears, right, that people are experiencing. And what I want you to do here is a couple of things. I want you to rate yourself from 1 to 10, right? 10, the closer it is to 10, the more the fear, the more stuck in that fear you are, okay? The more you experience that fear, the more intense it is, right? And the lower down it is towards 1, then, again, you know, obviously you're not feeling it at that point. And, you know, a lot of people are going to relate to a few of these. Some people are going to relate to all of them. But what I want you to do is I want you to choose, for the purposes of this call, the one that really stands out. Like if you were to overcome this fear, it would make a massive difference, a massive difference. Okay? All right, fantastic. So the first one is, and again, sorry for clearing my throat so much, but the first one is the fear of what other people think, the fear of what others think, okay? And this is hugely common, of course. A lot of it is to do with fear of embarrassment. It's linked into that. Maybe a fear of sounding stupid, right? Fear of looking bad, fear of coming across as being salesy can be, you know, within this one here. And, you know, the interesting thing is they're probably not thinking what you assume they're thinking of. That's the crazy thing, right? In other words, you're thinking, and I know relationships that are ruined in the business, right? Because we assume that other members of our team are thinking something, or other people in our cross team, or other people in Forever think something negative about you. But you know what? They're probably too caught up in their own problems and their own thoughts and their own business, to be honest. So it's often a perception, an assumption that's not even real. Okay? And that's the problem with these things, isn't it? Because it stops you from making the calls like you know you should. Maybe you haven't talked to certain family members or certain people from your past about the business yet because you fear what they think. Yeah? So how many people can relate to that one? A fear of what others think. How much does that hold you back? And what I would encourage you to do, everything that we do here and all the information I get from you is totally confidential, okay? But maybe you might feel to share your results with me, right, during the call. You can key them into the Q&A panel. And again, I think it helps me moving forward because we will do another call, a follow-up call in about a month's time, just to see what's holding you back the most. It'll also help me during this call when I'm doing the blueprint for you, okay? Next, a fear of what others are doing, right? And what I really mean here is that comparative thinking thing that's associated with fear. You know, many times do I hear this, where people say, God, when I go on to Facebook, I find myself seeing all these other distributors, right? And they may be bombarding even my hometown with recruiting posts. I feel there's too many posts out there. I see these people who are doing much better than me. You know, I sponsored like 10 people in an hour type of thing. I've gone to manager in 5 minutes. And we feel smaller. So man, this really is, it's a really big issue. It really is, because social media is great, but most people are using it negatively. And it can be a case of paralysis by analysis. I mean, how many times have you caught yourself getting sucked into the news feed and you're just marveling at what others are doing? And then that voice says, well, clearly there's no point in you trying to get your message out there or put your posts up there, because why would they want to join your team when clearly there are these other better teams that people could be joining? You know, we do ourselves such a disservice. And, you know, we had a lengthy conversation, myself and Jane Leach, about that. And it can be soul-destroying. It's really disheartening when you see people with great potential allowing, you know, these comparisons to actually stop them from succeeding in their business or eventually even quitting. You know, so I think this is absolutely huge. And my advice, of course, to get over that one is, you know what? You don't know a person's journey. You don't know the last 5 years of where someone has come from and the problems they've had to overcome, the obstacles they've had to overcome, the challenges they've faced. So you might see these people who are becoming an overnight success, but there is no such thing. You know, I know some people can seem to rocket up the marketing plan fast, and you're saying, what are they doing? What are they doing? But you see, you haven't seen the growth that has taken place maybe over the last 5 years before that, right, where that person has had to overcome a lot of challenge, has had to develop their leadership skills, and then they've maybe been able to transfer that into their forever business, okay? So bottom line, you have got to stay on your path. If you can get this picture in your head, you're on your path, you put the blinkers on, there's always going to be things to distract you from either side of your path, right? And what you find with a lot of people is they end up getting off their own path by comparing themselves to other people, and then they're rolling around in other people's problems and other people's visions, right, at the side of the path, almost a version of watching life pass them by. So stick to your path, right? No one can fill your shoes here. And stop comparing yourself negatively to other people. If you're going to compare yourself at all, compare yourself positively. If they can do it, I can do it. You know, it really is a huge trap. Many people can relate to that one. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So a lot of people can relate to a fear of, you know, Facebook. But remember ultimately, when we do the exercise on this, even just going through it here now, our experience is that people will get more clarity and see these things for what they are. They're very illogical. They're only thoughts, ultimately. And when the smoke clears, wow, you are so much more powerful than these fears or these thoughts. Number three, I hear a lot of, is fear of feeling like a fraud. Fear of feeling like a fraud. This is more common than you might think. And again, I think you'll find that with a lot of these fears, that we have these things going on in our head, and often we think, oh my God, this is just me. And the truth is, you would be amazed at all different levels, right, of the business, how people can get these things into their head, right, where they maybe don't feel like they're walking the walk. Maybe they feel like they're asking people to do things that are not maybe doing themselves. Maybe they started out doing those things. It got them some success in the business, but maybe they're not doing the things that made them successful. I often have to remind leaders to go back to the best practices that maybe they've forgotten because they're resting on their laurels, because they're in their comfort zone. It could be a version of, well, I'm talking about success, and I'm not successful myself. Therefore, I feel like a fraud. And many people feel like that. You know, you could be starting out in your business, or certainly you could be a leader and you've got a lot of people in your team. And this is the way they're thinking. How can I talk to people who are many levels ahead of me, much more successful than me, right? And I'm telling them about this amazing opportunity, and I'm still an assistant supervisor, or I'm still a supervisor, and I'm not earning any money. I'm putting more money into the business than I'm actually getting out of it. And I'm telling them that they can have financial freedom. I feel like such a fraud. I'm talking about financial freedom, and I'm terrified they're going to find I'm in all this debt. You know what? They don't care. If people feel that you're genuine, if they catch your vision, if they feel they can trust you, if they like you, and you look like you know where you're going, they'll join you. And I don't care, you know, again, we make assumptions. Well, this person in this corporate position, they're not going to want to hear from me. Really? You don't know what's going on in their mind. You know, so many people are looking to get out of corporate. I mean, that's a lot of people listening to this can relate to that. They, you found yourself in a place where the life has been squeezed out of you. You might have been making money, but, you know, you've no life. So a lot of people say to me, well, I'm looking over my shoulder nonstop, worried that I'm going to be at some meeting, acting like everything's fantastic. Somebody in the crowd's going to shout out, fraud! But you know what? I mean, it's just not true. Everyone feels that type of fear at some point. You'll be amazed. And starting out, the Marion Fitzgeralds of our world, the Jane Leeches, the Natalie Healy's, the Juliana Woods, other people I've trained, the Chris and Ellen Goldsboroughs, the Andy Warings, they all were an assistant supervisor, struggling in debt, right? And all they had was a vision. Remember, that's the true mastery, when that vision is more compelling than what you're seeing on the outside, right? So, and let me tell you that every single person, without exception, every single leader, before every major breakthrough in their business, knows there's always going to be an element of fear almost to test them as well. So it is recognizing that resistance and doing it anyway. But I'm sure this is helping if you know that it's not just you, that everyone is going to feel elements of this at different times. Again, if you rate your level of this fear and the one before on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you feel you're at on the scale? Is it on the higher end of things? Is it in the middle? Or is it more towards the lower end of things? Okay? Great. Next fear that I hear a lot of, and hey, I mean, you might have your own list aside from this as well. This is certainly some of the ones I really, really hear a lot of. Fear of success. Fear of success. And again, this is massive. It really is a major reason why people fail to achieve their goals. There are some fears that are very obvious, aren't there? Like just you directly fear the phone, getting on the phone, because it's a fear, it's related to fear of what other people think. It's very conscious and it's very subconscious. This one can very much be a subconscious one, right? Where that fear is lurking below the threshold of the conscious and is secretly sabotaging our success. So often when we set our big goals, we haven't really thought it through, right? Because there's a part of you that is going to love the success and the money that goes with it and the making a difference and helping people. But you see, there's going to be other parts of you that are not on board with these goals. And then all you do then is you start to open up the communication with that other part of you or those other parts of you that maybe are fearful of success. What are some examples? Okay, well, often the subconscious sabotage going on is as a result of succeeding, you know, you're going to be more visible, right? If you're going to be more visible, it goes without saying you know, you're going to have more success, but you're also going to have more opposition. You're going to be asked to do more things that maybe you're fearful of doing. For example, you're going to be asked to speak on stage at a success day. You're going to be recognized. You're going to be asked to do guest slots at other people's webinars, on other people's webinars and BPs and things like that. Now, if you've got a fear of public speaking, there's going to be that part of you that's going to try and sabotage your success. Maybe, you know, you're in a health and wellness company. Maybe you don't feel like you're in the best shape of your life. So therefore, that part of you is going to do anything that it can in order to delay the success until you get into shape, for example. So therefore, subconsciously, this is going on in the background. You think that doesn't have an effect? Of course it does. You know, there's something then of a doubt that it creates. So when you're talking to people and that's going on in the background, it's a version of, well, I'm going to try my best, but this other part's going to ensure that I struggle and ultimately fail. So what you want to do is you want to look at this carefully, folks. At any of the goals that you've set for yourself in your forever business, let's just take between now and the end of the year and where you want to be at the end of the year. And let's just say you want to double, maybe triple your income. Let's just say you want to get to manager, or you want to get to senior manager, soaring manager, sapphire manager, whatever it is. Okay, well, you've got to look at, when you write that goal down, what negatives spring up from that that could be subconsciously sabotaging your success. And you see, even just by identifying some of those negatives, you start to dissolve them. That's the power of just in a state of relaxation, in a state of mindfulness, just actually looking, right, objectively at some of these things. You start to see them for what they are. They're not really real. You've blown them up out of all proportion. And, you know, you can start to logically even see why, well, that's just not true. You know, have you ever worried about something so much that you're about to do and you're so fearful about it, but when you get out there and you actually do it, you're saying, well, what was I worrying about in the first place? You know, Andrew Carnegie at one time was the richest man in the world. He inspired Napoleon Hill, remember, to ultimately write Think and Grow Rich. But he, at the end of his life, said, it's funny, you know, 95% of the fears that I had that really tormented me at times never came to pass. So is fear of success a problem for you? Is that something you need to tackle? Okay, or maybe share, again, your scores with some of these with me. Key it into the Q&A panel there. Next, pretty straightforward, fear of rejection. Fear of rejection can be to do with the fear of hurting your ego, your reputation. Fear of criticism can be linked into that, where you feel humiliated. You can't handle the disappointment, right? And you see, what I'm going to encourage you to do during this call is even to look at some of the limiting beliefs behind these fears. Because generally with any of these fears, there's a limiting mindset, there's a limiting belief driving it. So generally, the fear of rejection, I mean, it can be linked to something like, well, the limiting belief of, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy of success. Who am I to think that people will listen to me? I mean, what do I have to offer? Yeah? So, do you fear rejection? I mean, some people, just on hearing the word no, right, again, it can cause a phobic response. And the thing about these fears, you know, it is like a phobia, right? It's not logical. It's not logical of some of the things we're fearful of. It's not logical for an adult, for example, to fear even a spider, right? But tell that to that person who just goes into this thing that they just can't control. It just completely overwhelms them. So is it a fear of rejection for you? What about the next one? This is big as well, isn't it? Fear of failure. Fear of failure. You know, what if I put all this effort in and I fail? What if I invest all of this time, all this money, because there are people laughing at me? There are people waiting for me to fail. I don't think I can handle that. But remember, all these things start off with a thought along the lines of, well, what if? What if this happens? This what if negative kind of statement. So one of the first things you got to do is to stop those thoughts before they get underway, right? But fear of failure is huge. It stops people from really going for the course in all walks of life, right? Whether you want to succeed in forever, whether you want to write your book, whatever it may be, that you've been delaying for a long time. You know, what if I do all this and ultimately, you know, the end result is that I'm broke, that I'm worse off. So is that something that you can relate to? Fear of failure. Okay, yeah. Well, thanks for being honest with me. Thanks for sharing, those of you that are sharing. Next is just a fear of leaving the comfort zone, which is related to fear of change. Fear of leaving the comfort zone. You know, we hate change. It's just we're creatures of comfort. We choose comfort first, right, over change, over discomfort. So many of us have established a comfort zone in our business. We're just coasting along, taking the path of least resistance and just about getting by. And, you know, it's a very common attitude. The problem with this, of course, is that once we stop reaching and stretching, seeking and risking, we actually stop growing. And remember, there's a law in our universe, if you're not growing, you're dying. You know, but you see, the comfort zone is a danger zone. And it's going to be uncomfortable for a lot of people listening to this to consistently, you know, make those calls. I remember when I had to, you know, just to let people know that I was in business, I decided that I was going to knock on people's doors, right? And it was daunting. I was terrified. But you know what? I mean, it was a version of feel the fear and do it anyway. The vision was very strong in me, so I was prepared ultimately to do it. And if you can do things like that, then it's easy, much easier to walk up to people in the street, as in contact marketing, relationship marketing, people shopping, whatever you want to call it, and start talking to people. So the comfort zone is the danger zone. Let's face it, you know, 95% of the thoughts that we had today, we had yesterday and the day before. Generally speaking, 95% of what we do in our business, right? That we did today, we did it last week, most days, because we're not really changing it up. We don't have that commitment to continuously leaving the comfort zone. But you see, it's in the uncomfortable zone, and maybe you want to reframe that to being the adventure zone, where the magic happens. And if you can continue to expand your comfort zone, then everything is going to happen, right? Because as soon as you get out there into that adventure zone, then you're going to discover what you're made of. You're going to build your character. Instead of what if I fail, it's going to be, well, what if I succeed? You know, you start to think in a different way out here. You start to move towards creating a legacy. You start to move towards financial freedom. It builds your confidence, right? And every time that you do those things that you don't feel like doing, then you're actually creating those new neural pathways according to neuroscience. That's what you do. Whenever we learn something new or do something new and get comfortable being uncomfortable over and over again, then it's just something that you do, and then there's an exhilaration to it. Then you begin to love doing it, right? Like, for example, now I love speaking. Whereas, like I shared with you on the preview call, I hated even the thought of doing it. Now it's just something that I just love it with a passion. And if I hadn't have faced that fear and did it anyway, over and over again, then what would my life be like now? So remember as well, you can be comfortable and miserable. There are people right now listening to this and, you know, you're financially challenged, but you're still comfortable in your daily life. So we naturally like comfort zones. But you'll find that as you move forward and you master this, then you reach places where you're out there, you're going for it. It's an all or nothing thing, because you start to move into that place where fear just vanishes. It doesn't exist. You become fearless then about approaching people. So you need to reach that point. You need to reach that point to be able to talk to anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere. Okay, next. And this is huge. It's a massive one in the business. And it's fear of neglecting your children. Fear of neglecting your children. People I've worked with, and again, I'm talking about maybe someone like Natalie Healy, right? And it was such a civil war inside for many people, for many mothers especially, right? The fear of neglecting your children. You know, that I'm not spending enough time with the kids. I'm a terrible parent. I'm being irresponsible. And the guilt that goes with that for taking all that time off. But again, it's a decision, isn't it? First of all, I mean, it is about opening the communication and saying, you know what, is this okay? I'm doing this for our future so that you can, you know, have all the things that you want to have. And I know that was the attitude of someone like Natalie. That was the attitude of someone like Jane Leach. And again, someone like Jane Leach, for example, would have made that her reason, her children her reason, and not her excuse. And included them. I think that's what the leaders have done very well, included them in the whole thing, you know, when they're able to do that. Obviously, if you've got a very, you know, young child or a newborn or whatever, you can't do that. But, I mean, with you know, kids, when they start to, you know, come of age, you can start to say, hey, let's have some fun with this. I'm going out to do some leaflets or carding, share in it. You know, I'm going for this incentive. That's going to get us this trip to this place. Well, I want you to reframe this. Just reframe it if this is huge for you, okay? The excuse or the reason, I guess you could say, is, well, you know, I'd love to get my business going, but really, my kids come first. And again, it's understandable, right? But I will still say to you, look at it from their perspective, right? This is just a reframe on it. Number one, from your perspective, to give up your power, and once again, to not live your truth, and follow your purpose. You can do both. You can bring up your kids successfully. Are there people who are doing that in the business? Look for evidence of people who are doing that successfully in the business. There's lots of them doing it. You look at Diana Page or people like that, you know? You look at Natalie, people like that. You look at Jane, you look at people like that. But also look at it from the kids' perspective, right? Growing up knowing that, you know, because you put them first or you said you whatever, that they're maybe the cause of your non-success. So again, you could be setting them up in this deadly cycle where you're resentful, okay, and you don't think they pick up on that? So again, it's just something to really reframe. I know it's big because a lot of people make it their, I'm going to say excuse in this case. I know I'll push some buttons by doing that, for not actually making a go of your business. But again, as the leaders will say, make them your reason. Include them in the journey. Open up the communication between the whole thing and start to adopt the belief that actually you can do it all. You don't have to sacrifice your relationship with your kids, your relationship in general, with your nearest and dearest. No, you can actually succeed. You can have it all. It's just about putting a bit more structure, having the mindset and the belief that I can have it all, and have a look for the evidence, right, in forever of people who are doing it successfully, because there are a lot of people doing it successfully. And a lot of it's to do with they have a bigger vision and they have the mindset in place. Okay? Next, and another big one, fear of alienating family and friends. Fear of alienating family and friends. What do I say to that? It's going to happen. It is going to happen. Because at a subconscious level, as you know, and even at a conscious level, but mainly subconscious, people feel threatened if you suddenly make this quantum leap and start even earning more money than, say, your significant other if they're not on board with the business, or your friends start to see the changes in you where they want to talk about the negative stuff and you say, no, you know what, I can't kind of go there. I got this different mindset. I've got to stay positive. And they start to look at you as if you've got two heads, right? So that's a big fear. Fear of pushing them away because you're coming across, coming on too strong in the early stages of your business. And that's a learning curve, isn't it? So, but there's certain friends, and hey, that's okay. You just don't need to talk about the business if they've made that clear. Right, there's plenty of people out there who will gladly talk about the business. But it is par for the course that people can feel threatened on so many levels. And again, you've got to make that decision. Right? Are you going to honor the path that you're on? And if people are your friends, then hopefully they're going to honor the path that you're on as well. They're going to respect that. Make sense? Tracy from Colorado says, can you listen to the replay? Absolutely, Tracy. All recorded. Yeah, okay. So for some people, that the neglecting your children are your why, so you're using that to your advantage. Yeah, okay. Next then, and again, it's a common one, and it's fear of stepping up and being a leader, right? Fear of stepping up and being a leader. And I think we make this out to be bigger than it is, because often, you know, in our mind, you know, we've got to be this amazing leader. And you see other people up on stage and you say, my God, I could never do that. But, you know, from the moment that you recruit someone, from the moment that, you know, someone buy some of the products, buy a clean nine or whatever, then, you know, you're beginning to be a leader then, right? And again, I think you've got to simplify the whole thing. Leadership, great leadership begins with self-leadership, walking the walk, self-mastery, self-discipline. Leadership is about following your heart, living life on your own terms. You know, we often think leadership is what we do on the outside, but that's an effect of who we are on the inside. So really, just you knowing your values, being true to yourself, right, staying true to your vision, having that self-discipline to lead by example, And it's a developing thing. We're progressively just moving up the levels of leadership, right? And it really starts, and I encourage you to use the blueprints to do this, to start to see yourself as the person that you want to become and start to think, feel, and act like that person now. That's a huge secret, right? Like I mentioned, the Natalies or the Jane Leeches of our world, you know, they all started out maybe with a lack of confidence, but as soon as they hit that manager level especially, then they were starting to see themselves as a sapphire or a diamond way ahead of time. So you start to see yourself, identify the qualities you'd like to have, and, you know, use these unconscious processes that I'm putting together for you that are in the members area, and start to become that person now. You can start to experience being that person now, showing up as that person now. And then ultimately, I think that, you know, just leadership is about creating that space for people to step into their greatness. Your job is, as a leader, just to bring out the best in everyone around you, to hold that space for people, to remind them of what their vision is. So you're building an environment, right, within your team that encourages growth, that encourages them to stretch, yeah? So you're creating a team spirit. So the best leaders have been able to do that. But you see, they've simplified the whole thing in their mind. As Gandhi said, they're just being the change. They're walking the walk. So let's have a look at some of the keys to overcoming some of these fears. And again, like I said earlier, just going through these and identifying them, that can start to weaken the grip of the fears on you. Just by starting to challenge these fears. We see, we don't normally challenge our fears. We don't normally challenge these limiting beliefs that much. But as soon as you challenge them and start to discredit them, then you'll notice that something starts to shift. It's kind of like taking back your power. That's the way I would describe it. Yeah? So let me look through some of the questions. That's great. Bridget says, thank God this is recorded. My hand is going to fall off writing. Good sign that you're writing plenty of notes, though. Very cool. Yeah. And remember, though, a lot of people are in the situation where they're working full-time as well, starting out especially. So they're working forever around their business. And I think, again, by putting it to the forefront of your mind, treating it not like this hobby, but, you know, you're starting to take it more seriously, then you really will start to, in your spare time, schedule 10 minutes here, 15 minutes there at different times during your day, whenever you've got a break or whatever, just to touch your business. And even if you're tired, as a lot of people are, coming home in the evening, yeah, remember, this is where the mindset comes in, the vision comes in. The people who I've seen do the best, weirdly enough, they are forced to manage their time and get more organized and get more structure to their day because their time is so precious. Right, so they get home maybe and start their calls 6:30, 7 o'clock in the evening. And they might be tired, but they understand that they're not just waiting to feel inspired to make the calls. No, they've got into the habit of making the calls. And by making the calls, you ever notice when you just don't think about it, you just do it, you get the energy? So by making calls, by doing the work, you actually get the energy. That's a huge tip. Okay, so here's what we're going to do here, and let's just, take one of these fears here. Remember as well, fear is a negative emotion in response to thinking about doing something. Generally speaking, something has happened in our past which has caused us to link this big, overwhelming fear response with the activity. Okay? So let's just, looking at maybe your highest scoring fear there, maybe write down, right, or put a circle around the fear you want to work on, the major fear that's preventing you from moving to the next level of your forever business is. what is the main fear? And again, you know, if we're looking at fear as something that's happened in our past, you can't change what happened. None of us can. But you can change the meaning you've ascribed to that past event, past so-called failure that could be influencing your life right now at the moment. Okay? So, in other words, you might be afraid of selling because you had a bad experience in your past. Like me, you could be afraid of speaking because you had a bad experience from your childhood. Some of these things you can identify, some you may not be able to identify straight off, right? But you can start to look at them from a different perspective. You know, why was it? I'll go through this with you. You know, if you were to ask, where do you think this fear comes from? It's a great question to ask yourself, okay? Because it starts an unconscious search. And again, you might be able to identify this specific event, or it might be a series of events, or just might be a time in your life, right, where you're aware this fear came from. Now, I want to be very, very careful here, right? I always say this to people, but it really is it's worth bearing in mind here, it really is. I'm not a fan of going into the past and digging up the past negative stuff and every bad thing that's happened, as you will see some therapists do, right? So I'm very careful to warn people against that. Why? Because whatever you focus on will grow, right? They tend to actually grow them. So again, I want to be really careful of that. That most people, you know, it's a version of, well, I've been working on this issue now for the last 10 years with my therapist. But actually, by digging it up over and over again, you tend to grow it. You get stuck in it even more. So it's good in a state of mindfulness just to be aware. Call it aware of where your fear came from. Aware of what your fear is without growing it, okay? Without getting stuck in it even more. So you think of yourself as a good gardener here, right? What is a good gardener going to do? Well, you know, there's going to be beautiful flowers. There's also weeds. We want to do a little bit of clearing. Yeah? So you say, where do I start? And you say, where do I want to plant the seeds for this tree? In other words, what goal do I want to achieve? So we want to get rid of the weeds here around where we're going to plant this tree. So remember, most people are going to focus on all the weeds getting lost in the jungle of their own creation. What you're experiencing now in your business and your life is a sum total of your past choices. But your future depends on what decisions you make today. So you can start to change things today. So ask yourself then, how has this fear served you? So let's just say that you had a fear of selling, right? Because you had a bad experience. You were told that you were salesy or whatever. You sound like a used car salesman. Okay. So how has whatever fear you wrote down served you? Well, it's allowed you to overcome an obstacle. It's allowed you to dig deeper and build your character. There's many different ways you can reframe this. Okay? So for me, my fear of public speaking, wow, I really had to dig a lot deeper, right, to overcome that. But in doing that, I developed a lot of resilience. I developed a lot of strength. It really did build my character, but it also allowed me to be really able to relate to people who had a similar kind of fear. Same with making phone calls. Maybe you had to go through that so that you could completely relate to a lot of people that you're going to meet. Okay, so that's another way of looking at it. Okay, so let's just assume, because we want to put a bit of urgency about all this. Assuming you were to hold on to this fear for the next 5 years, you know, what would be the pain of not changing? In other words, if you were to jump 5 years into the future, and it's now the year 2019, right, and this fear was still ongoing in your life, right, what would be the consequences of that? What would be the consequences of that? So remember, when you break through your fears, you can write your own ticket in your forever business. From a neuroscience perspective, every time that you break through those fears, every time that you do something new that you were procrastinating on, you create these new neural networks. When you repeat it over and over again, it becomes a habit. And then I just want you to declare, right? You can write down here, I'm committed to releasing this fear because. I'm committed to releasing this fear because. Heck, if you're with someone, you can go on an emotional rant if you want and say, that's it, I'm committed to overcoming this fear because it's held me back for long enough, it's preventing me being all I can be. You know, how much money are you leaving on the table because of this fear? How much happiness are you, you know, leaving on the table in your life because of this fear? Yeah? So I know you've probably done similar work to this before, but we want to just do it specifically now with your forever business. So now, I want you to identify the main limiting belief behind the fear. Identify the main limiting belief behind the fear. So again, if you look at that fear, like for example, for me, earlier on when I started speaking, I had a limiting belief that maybe I was too young to be, you know, advising people and people wouldn't take me that seriously. Who are you, you know, at 30 and I'm twice your age to be teaching people older than you life skills? But when I replaced it with, well, actually, that doesn't make sense. It's because of who I am. It's because of what I'm here to do. It's because I'm still relatively young that I have so much to give. Who am I to deprive the world of what I have to offer? I have as much right as anyone. This is my world too. You know, there's a lot of poor coaching going on out there. So the world needs more people like me. And that's the way I would kind of talk to myself and start to, reframe this limiting belief. And my results started to change instantly when I challenged this limiting belief. And I know that, you see, people just, again, they don't really do this a lot. They don't really look at these limiting beliefs and they don't really challenge them. Okay? So let's have a look here, maybe fear of failure example. You know, again, like we said earlier, what if I put all this effort in and fail? What if I make promises and I can't deliver? What if I let people down? Okay, so again, behind this, you could have a limiting belief. Many people in forever have a limiting belief. I don't believe I can be a leader. I don't believe I can create managers. You know, it took me a long time to do it, and I'm telling people they can do it in a fraction of the time. So that could be a limiting belief behind, you know, one of your fears. Or it could be, again, related to some of the things we've talked about. Behind some of the fears, it could be, I'm not good enough. I'm unworthy. I don't deserve it. That's huge. My belief is other people are better than me. Again, going back to neglecting your children. So are any of these beliefs behind the big fear here? Maybe it's a money thing. You know, a lot of people have that belief, right? That's why there's so much, you know, okay, you know, we got this thing with the economy, but as you know, forever has been thriving all through the economic downturn. Forever has just continuously increased, right? So there are people, obviously, who are making a lot of money. So it's got to be your beliefs surrounding money. Maybe, again, you grew up with the belief that money doesn't grow on trees. A lot of people have this. Maybe they've got some success in the business, but their limiting belief is now, my success won't last. I'm going to lose it all. So it's just to break all of this down, right? I just want you to break it all down and realize the structure of a belief, right? It's very, very simple. You know, these beliefs are merely made up of self-talk, pictures, feelings, right? That's all they're made up of. These things that form a thought, right? These thoughts clump together to form a limiting belief, but they're ultimately made up by something that you've said to yourself, something that you've heard, a picture that you've shown to yourself as a result of an external trigger, and the feelings, negative feelings that come in behind that. So again, basically, when you go to make a phone call and you fire off that limiting belief that causes this fear, all of this just produces a negative state. It produces a negative state. From a scientific point of view, again, just realize that beliefs is a neural connection. A belief is a neural connection. And beliefs are habits. Beliefs and habits are nothing more than neural networks. And that you can change those through neuroplasticity. Okay? Process for internal change. Once a new idea, a new belief is imprinted and emotionalized into the unconscious mind, okay, then it starts to become a new empowering habit. That's what we look to do here. So here's what I want you to ask yourself. When you think of the activity where this major fear is present, okay, and I don't want you to go into it too deeply, but let's just say you've got a major fear of the phone, right? Then think of those times when you're about to do that activity and ask yourself, just break it down, what self-talk is going on in there? When you're about to make those calls or take that action, maybe for you it's going out and about and handing out cards or doing contact marketing, whatever it is you've wrote down, right? What do you say to yourself before you're about to do that activity? What picture are you showing yourself in your mind? What feelings are you actually experiencing? Because you'll notice that sometimes the feeling comes first, sometimes it's just something you say, and then that brings up this negative, darker picture in your mind, or you picture the person slamming down the phone at the other end, right? Or you picture people just, you know, being rude to you. And again, the negative feelings come in behind that. But remember, it can all just maybe start as a negative thought that gets underway. And once it gets underway, right, it gains momentum, and then it's very hard to stop it. So even as you're doing this right now, right, as you're going back there and just thinking of the structure, there's a structure to failure, there's a structure to success, right? And the building blocks are your internal representational systems, which are just your five senses. Here, I'm just really making it simple. Your self-talk, your pictures, your feelings, okay? So just when you think of that, pay attention to how you feel in your body. Pay attention to the tone in your voice. If you do talk to people about forever coming from this limiting belief, you'll notice that, again, your tone is one of uncertainty. Your tone can be one where, again, you don't sound confident. And again, people pick this up. Remember, tone of voice is 40% of communication, 38%. What are you seeing in your mind? So again, just pay attention to what's going on there, even your posture, and just write that down, right? When you think about this activity that you're procrastinating on, that you're fearful of, right, doing. And then all I want you to do then is remind yourself that you can actually change your state in an instant. You can change your state in an instant. You can change your state right now on the phone, right? You can literally move from a state of tiredness to energy just by changing the pictures, by changing what you say to yourself right, by bringing up a different winning feeling inside of yourself. You can change your state in an instant. That's one of the most empowering things you can learn. Realize you've always got a choice. So when I go through this process and the closed eye process with you, then realize that you can make this shift. And I would just suggest to you, right, to make a promise to yourself, to stop creating more weeds, stop focusing on what you don't want, stop focusing on the end results that are negative, and to start changing your state. And you can do that as well by bringing up the positive outcome that you want from the series of calls you're about to make, from your daily activity that you're about to do, right? This is what you do all the time. You start to think in terms of positive end outcomes instead of negative end outcomes, okay? Now remember, I'm going to show you then the simplicity of creating a new belief, installing that into your mindset, right? You do it at an unconscious level. But listen to this, if you don't act on it, the new belief structure will fall apart because, again, you've just disproved it. So there's nothing like when you take that inspired action immediately that proves to you that you now have that new belief, and then it's starting to be hardwired and formed, and the new circuits start to solidify. So even if the action initially feels a bit weird and clunky, you know, remember when you started driving first, remember when you started learning some of the skills that are now are second nature to you in your business, yeah? Like you did your first webinar. I remember doing my first webinar, good God. So, but as soon as you start to take a step towards your perfect garden, you pull some weeds, you know, then things start to happen, yeah? Who's had that experience? The universe sends the sunshine and the rain and everything else that needs to grow. So it's like you need to take those first few steps, and everything else then starts to come rushing towards you. So it's a choice. Every moment of every day, right, you've got a choice to go down the road most traveled, the negative path, the self-fulfilling prophecy of doom, or you can start to make a better choice. Okay? So write down what you want your new empowering belief to be. Write down what you want your new empowering belief to be. What do you want that to be? And it's generally going to be a polar opposite of the limiting belief, right? Let's just say that you're, instead of I'm unworthy of success, you can replace it with success is my birthright. I'm not a great leader to my team. I'm an amazing leader. I'm not good enough. Well, you know, I exude confidence, competence, charisma. Of course I'm good enough. And when you're writing down what you want, your new belief, you choose a new belief that if you were to change this, almost it would have the power to change many other limiting beliefs attached to it as well. You've got to convince yourself, right, why this installing this new belief will make all the difference. See the limiting belief for what it is, something that's formed as a result of a perceived negative experience. It's only a bunch of thoughts. Now when you're writing your new empowering belief, what you want to do is when you're writing that down, when you're starting to feel the positivity of what that will be like to have that new belief, pay attention to how you feel in your body. You'll notice when you have this new belief, when you start to talk from that place, there'll be a lighter tone to your voice. You'll be more, your self-talk will be more empowered. What you're seeing in your mind will be much brighter. You know, you'll start to approach people. For example, you're doing contact marketing. You start to approach people and you start to get a picture of people and how amazing they're going to feel if they start taking the product. You know, that you see them bright. You see them start full of energy, really happy. It makes a massive difference. I know this can seem super simple, but it makes all the difference in the world. Notice the difference in your posture. Notice the difference in your energy. It brings up your energy. We waste so much energy getting wrapped up in the fear. And now just ask yourself this question, you know, who would you be without the fear? So I suggested earlier that you start to see yourself as the leader you've always wanted to be. So can you imagine, without that fear, who you would become and who people would meet every day? So who would you be without that fear? Who would you be in forever without that fear? You know, would you be a manager by now? Would you be a senior manager, soaring manager? Would you be a chairman's bonus qualifier? I mean, think about that. Who you would be without that fear. So I want to point out to you that by going through this and challenging those fears and the limiting beliefs behind them, and just by deliberately getting a better set of thoughts underway that produces a better feeling, showing yourself better pictures, that you can switch states. You can move from procrastination to motivation. You can move from confusion to being on purpose, from fear to courage or confidence, from overwhelm to feeling in control. All of these are states of mind, from apathy to being passionate. Make sense? So realize that, you know, there's a certain amount of activity that is going to produce the result. And it's a standard. You don't need me to tell you that. 3 to 5 calls, meaningful conversations a day, following up on people, effective planning meetings, creating one-to-ones, getting X amount of people to the BPs. For some people, that can seem like huge activity. Maybe in comparison to what you're doing, it is. But what will allow you to do it or do any amount of activity, you see, it's any amount of activity that's going to actually produce the results. It's going to get you sponsoring anywhere from 2 to 5 people a month. You know, that's the name of the game, isn't it? You've got to continuously be recruiting people and then get duplication going. All of this is a mindset. A lot of the fears are preventing you from doing that. So I want to go through a process with you that will help reinforce everything I'm talking about there. And you can apply it to maybe a number of fears. Just pick one, the one that you've decided to use to work on for this webinar, but you can apply it to other fears as well. Okay? And even though, yes, we're dealing with a serious subject, I still want you to enjoy it and have fun with it, because, again, I think that's going to really help you to overcome it, to challenge it, to leave it behind, to break down that fear. So I want you just to, in a few moments, I'm going to take you through the process. I'll get you to identify, again, who you would be without a fear. Get a picture of that person in your mind. Then identify the new belief that you want to install. And then I'll combine that with asking you, one of the fastest ways to actually change your state is to recall a recent win. To recall a recent win. You know, no matter how big or small, a win is a win. But somewhere where you overcame procrastination, where you pushed aside the fears, maybe you made a call, maybe you talked to someone, maybe you went out of your comfort zone, where you took some sort of an action with more confidence and you achieved the result. So doing that, again, brings you into a more positive state. And then you can deliberately ramp up those emotions, make those pictures bigger, make them brighter, just by telling yourself that. Okay? And then I'll ask you then to bring to mind the fear that you used to have surrounding this activity. And then you'll start to just even visualize yourself as that person who you see it for what it is, a bunch of limiting thoughts, that you go into situations by design, not by default, that you master your state, and you start to imagine things going perfectly. And then I'll remind you to leap out into your future and, you know, to be there and see the vision of where you want your business to be. Okay? So again, this is a blueprint that will help you then just to switch mental gears, overcome the fear, replace the limiting belief with an empowering belief, new empowering belief. All right. So we're going to do it live here. But remember, the recording that I have for you, that I send out for you, that I post in the members area for you, that will be much clearer. Basically, I'm doing two recordings at once. I'm doing it live for you now till you get the sense and the feel of it. But the recording I do for you, you can play over and over again. And, you know, you can apply those other fears and work on those, dissolve those away to it as well. Okay? Is that cool? So we just take about 10 minutes out to do this. And then we'll check in afterwards. All right? Okay, so let's begin then. Okay then, so as with all unconscious work, such as blueprints, you know never to listen to it when you're driving your car or operating machinery of any kind. I just want you to close your eyes and allow yourself just to take this time out for you, because any time you do this inner work, you'll always emerge feeling more focused, having let go of anything that doesn't serve you. You'll emerge in a different state of being. You'll have more belief, more confidence. You'll be able to take more action without distraction. So to begin with, just bring to mind something in your life that you're grateful for. And just immerse yourself in that feeling of gratitude for a moment. And now, just imagine who you would be without the fear. And just picture that next level of you, the highest ideal of yourself, as a leader standing in front of you now. You're the authentic you, a person of great courage and trust and integrity and character, vision, passion. A people person, where people really admire you and you inspire them. And now just see that fear for what it is. All it is a bunch of bad thoughts clumped together in the form of limiting beliefs. But hear yourself declaring to yourself that you are bigger than any fear, any limiting belief, any excuse. So it's like you take back your power. And it's growing weaker as you become stronger. It's growing smaller as you tower over it. And just identify the new empowering belief that you now have to replace the old limiting belief. This new empowering belief has a bright and wonderful color to replace the old belief. Recognize that new color now. And that new belief that you're creating, it has a sound. Now again, just trust your intuition. Go inside of your mind and hear it from the core of your being. The sound of this new empowering belief. This new empowering belief also has a positive feeling. Imagine that positive feeling now permeating through every single cell from the tips of your toes right up the top of your head. And as you relax and focus on your breathing and remain very present, you're making all the connections you need at the unconscious level, and it will continue. Make those connections at night while you sleep to reinforce that new empowering belief. Now I just want you to recall a recent time when you experienced a win, a success, no matter how big or small, a win is a win, remember, where you overcame procrastination, where you pushed aside any kind of fear, any worry, any doubt, you took some action with confidence, and you achieved a positive result. So I want you to go ahead and go back there in your imagination, be in your own body, looking out through your own eyes, fully return that experience, and feel all the feelings of positivity, of confidence, of excitement. Bring up that winning feeling. And as you really focus on what you saw at the time, as you hear what you heard, notice what you're saying to yourself in your mind, as you're reliving this successful experience, feel how amazing you felt as you're right there inside of that event. And now it's like having the remote control of your mind where you can just go ahead now and turn up all those positive feelings in your mind and body. You can make the picture bigger. You can make it brighter. Notice the bigger it becomes, the more positive you feel, the brighter it becomes. And you're literally allowing your new empowering belief to stand out in your mind and overshadow any negativity. And as you keep going through this or any other positive memory, making those colors brighter and richer, the sounds louder and clearer, the feeling stronger, notice how you're feeling. Pay attention to how you're feeling in your body, how you're feeling much lighter, more confident. That's really good. And now I want you to bring that fear that you used to have around that activity, and that fear is just bouncing off you as you tower over it, as you push it aside, as you just go for things in a different way, as you take action without distraction. That's right. See the goal that you want, focus on the goal, and the fears become invisible. The doubts are non-existent. And as you get in touch with this dynamic mindset, notice what it feels like now to be on a roll and absolutely unstoppable, where the obstacles bounce off you, where you rise above the challenges. That's right, where you lock onto your target, where you demonstrate that leadership, and you become that person now, and you're immune to the negativity with that world-class level of focus. And from now on, you go into situations by design. You can feel whatever way you want to feel, whenever you want to feel that way. So if you want to feel confident and passionate, and you want to feel like that person of action, that leader, you can feel like that from now on. So now I want you to imagine yourself now going into a similar situation in a not too distant future, where you will be engaged in this activity. But this time and every time from now on, things will be so different in the best possible way, because you go into situations by design. I want you to picture, imagine coming to a signpost in your mind around this activity. To the left is the road most traveled, the reactive path. You ignore that. Notice how you have many more choices now. You've laid down new neural pathways that are more empowering. So you can make a higher choice. You can walk down the right-hand path. You can take those actions. So imagine things going perfectly, going exactly the way you want them to go, with this new empowering belief. Become that highest ideal of yourself right now, as you take ownership of this experience, as you decide to show up as your best self, walking this path over and over again. And as you think, feel, and act like the highest level of you, go ahead and leap out to the end of 2014. And wow, I want you to see what great things you've manifested in your forever business and in your life. Taking with you the powerful compounding effect of this change, free of any fear. Look at how big your team has grown. Look how big your bonus check is. And the results that you're getting on every level. The people you've attracted. But more than anything, who you have grown into. But wait, there's more. Go ahead and leap out 5 years into your future. Notice a huge grand scale that things are operating on for you out there. Once again, taking with you the powerful compounding effect of this change. Look at your life out there in your future, where you're living life on your own terms. You've got financial freedom. Notice the level you're at in your forever business. The people that you've helped. Feel how good it feels to know you've made such a massive difference. And where are you living? Where are you traveling to? Free of that fear, it all happened because you made that decision to see it for what it is, to push it aside, to install those new beliefs, to make better decisions all the way back in 2014. So leaving all of that working away for you, come all the way back for now, feeling excited and, of course, ready for action, go ahead and open your eyes. All right, people, I know it's a little unusual doing it live, and I know some of you probably fell asleep too as well because it's getting late and all that stuff. But that's another example of a blueprint where you just go into a different state of mind, you switch mental gears, and don't underestimate how powerful it can be. It's very subtle, but even just by having me as like your tour guide, guiding you into it, and then you just working with those pictures, sounds, and feelings, it takes a bit of work, it takes a bit of training. But you'll notice that you start to move into that feel-good place more and more. And if you start to stay there for longer periods of time, you'll notice that you just start to show up differently, and then your results externally start to change accordingly. It's very exciting. I don't know about you, but I find it incredibly exciting. And it's just realizing that you really do have a choice here. And that's all I'm kind of putting in front of you here. That to be a professional at running your mind, you can start to get in there. You can start to choose a different set of thoughts that you're thinking, feelings that you're feeling. You know, pictures that you're showing yourself, things you're saying to yourself, and you can go down a different pathway in your mind. Do that over and over again, you start to feel different, and life looks a lot different. And then, of course, your forever business looks a lot different as well. So this stuff works. And, you know, if you want to just moving forward, you can use this blueprint for a period of time along with one of the other blueprints. You can, you know, sometimes you might feel like taking a whole hour out maybe at the weekend and running numerous blueprints through your mind just to immerse yourself into your hour of power. But it's just a matter of getting into the habit and picking a few blueprints that resonate with you, doing one in the morning, one in the evening. Don't question it. Don't judge it. Then just see how you are, right, how you're feeling on the inside in a month's time. I think you'll be very pleased with the results. So I hope this call has served you, and it is recorded, so you can go over it again and again and again. And just to remind you then as well, just a couple of other bonus things that you may or may not be aware of. We will, you keep on going with this now. Let me know how you're doing. Keep in touch with me. But I'll organize with Marion a date in about a month's time, and we're going to go in and we're going to do bonus webinar number 2, Habits of a Diamond, this one is called. So you're going to really love it. So if you want to be better at planning, be more professional in that area, if you want to know what the habits are that you need to even move towards a diamond mindset, we're going to do a whole webinar on that. Plus a Q&A as well. So anything that's come up in the meantime you want answered, I'll answer those as well. Also, beginning of September, you're also going to be getting my 21 Days of Action audio course as another bonus, which is super popular in the forever world. It's an audio MP3 download course. Again, something that you can do just to play over and over again And I'll give you all the details about that when necessary. So in the meantime, all I'll say to you is just keep going for it, won't you? I've been really thrilled to share this information with you tonight. I know you're going to do better and better the more that you just use this material, okay? Add it to the mix. Use whatever else you have, of course. You want to hit it from as many angles as possible. And I look forward to, again, hearing about your results. If you fall asleep during your blueprints, is it still working? There's different schools of thought in that. My experience is, yes, it still works. So just kind of work around that, you know. Sit up and do it earlier in the evening, earlier in the morning. You know, it takes a bit of training, takes a bit of getting used to. So, yes, it still works. But again, if you can at times get in there and be fully alert and engage your mind and, you know, use it as a training, then that works as well. Sometimes you can try it standing up. It'll be very hard to fall asleep when you're standing up. Once or twice, you know, try it that way and see if that resonates with you. Anything that just allows you to get in there and practice changing your state and, you know, really getting more clarity in your vision, working with those pictures, sounds, and feelings, realizing that you can take charge of your emotions and that you're not at the whim and mercy of externals. Okay? Fantastic, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. And I look forward to connecting again in the near future. So bye for now. And yeah, see you at the top. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.